Refugees and asylum seekers are protesting against their imminent eviction from the Australian-run immigration centre on Manus Island. Shamandan Kanapadi is a Sri Lankan resident at the centre.
All of the guys here are really extremely worried and a bit tense here and frustrated, you know. The guards are left here, none of the guards are here, so we are worried about maybe the local people could come and attack us.
Today marks the end of more than 4 years of offshore immigration processing in Papua New Guinea. Acting Prime Minister Julie Bishop says the government will support those who've been found to be refugees.
The PNG government has made alternative accommodation arrangements for those who are found to be refugees and also for those who are not refugees and are not owed protection and who should leave and should go home.
PNG's Immigration Minister Petrus Thomas says there are still many unresolved issues.
Australia will have to continue support funding until the last man standing. That does not mean that it's conclusion of everything.
Food, water and power have been cut at the former detention centre to force the refugees to leave. Kate Schutzer is with Amnesty International and is on the island.
We're very concerned about what might happen today and the increased risks of violence around the proposed closure of the centre.
A final eviction notice warns, move now. Anyone choosing to remain here will be liable for removal from an active PNG military base. Immigration Minister Thomas says he doesn't expect any trouble.
I don't expect any force to be used while the transition or the movement is happening.
Heavy PNG police reinforcements are on Manus. Australian workers have left the centre and there are reports of looting by locals. Authorities want about 600 refugees and non-refugees moved to transit centres in the Manus community. But Shamandan Kanapadi says there's no place for them in PNG.
The PNG local people, they don't want us to be in their community. And in fact, the governor and member of parliament, he was saying that none of the refugees should come to their community. And we are really worried.
Refugees say they've been attacked and robbed and claim support services are lacking. Minister Thomas says there's only so much they can do and the country doesn't have the capacity to deal with the mental health of all the refugees and non-refugees on Manus. Housing and services for refugees in PNG will cost Australia up to $250 million over the next year, and there's been no further word on US resettlement. Catherine Studderfield from UNHCR Australia says they've visited the centre and Australia remains responsible.
Fundamentally, this is a situation created by Australia. It's been maintained by Australia and it's been financed by Australia. Unless and until adequate and long-term solutions are found for all refugees and asylum seekers transferred to Papua New Guinea, Australia's responsibility will continue.
Immigration Minister Peter Dutton's released a statement saying Manus will shut and rejecting safety and welfare concerns.